be honest, when I got to this sicha, I thought about it, and I decided to teach it. The reason to not teach it is because this is getting very tedious. If you've been here all winter, you know we're learning about the Avos. We spent a lot of time in Avram. But the time we spent in Avram had a certain pace. We talked about his Chochmah and his Nevuah and his Lech Lecha and his Bris and Akedas Yitzchak. We had two or three classes on Bris. Now we're learning about Yitzchak. The first thing we learned about Yitzchak is the difference between Yitzchak and Avraham, and that is that Yitzchak digs wells. Gvura versus Chesed. After that, we started learning the Sichas that talk about Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak, which as the Rebbe explained to us the last time we were together, that even though Yitzchak is so different than Avraham, they nevertheless look alike. I don't know if you remember the Sichas. Rashi says, Yitzchak looks like Avraham. So the Rebbe says, of course Yitzchak looks like Avraham. Children always look like their parents. Why are you surprised that a son should look like his father? So the Rebbe gave a brilliant answer, but he flipped it backwards. He says, because when people have a certain countenance, a certain appearance, a certain cluster upon him, it reflects their personality. And when you have a father and a son who are so different, they should be the exception to the rule and not look alike. In other words, Yitzchak was Avraham's son. You don't need to say that Yitzchak looked like Avraham. You need to say that Yitzchak didn't look like Avraham. Why? Because not physically, they were, biologically they were, you know, 50% of Yitzchak was Avraham Avinu. But spiritually, psychologically, they were so different. This is Chesed and this is Gevura. So they should outwardly be different. And the Torah says, no, nevertheless, Avraham held this Yitzchak. They looked alike. And in short, what the Rebbe taught us, why would Yitzchak look like Avraham, considering the fact that Yitzchak was so different, is because Yitzchak and Avraham are Kedusha. And in Kedusha, everything is connected to everything. In Klipa, Gvura is different than Chesed, Yitzchak should be different than Avraham. But in Kedusha, yes, it's true, Yitzchak is very different than Avraham, but they have one purpose, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they look the same, not because Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, but because they're the servants of the Eibishter. That's the question and the answer in last time we learned. Now I have two more sichas on this. And I ask myself, should I teach both of them, or should I skip to the second one? I decided, no, we're going to do all three. Believe me, the next week we're going to have another class, and we're going to talk about the relationship between Avraham and Yishmael, and Yitzchak and Esav. It's very interesting. But today we're learning another idea, mamish, another sikh on the very same question. Why does Yitzchak look like Avraham if they're so different? And the answer is going to be, Yitzchak looks more like Avraham than Avraham. Yitzchak is more like Avraham than Avraham himself is. Yitzchak looks like Avraham. He's in fact more Avraham than Avraham is. That's going to be the spirit of the Sikh. So now we got to learn. Okay, and you know the rule, girls. We read the underlined, and we should be able to learn it all. I try to limit how much underlined to be able to get it in a class. I don't always. Sometimes I over-underline, yes? But this Sikh, we should be able to do it all. So if you start with me where I started, the underline, and you stay with me, you shouldn't get lost. Yes, ma'am? No, depth, deeper. Not actualization. Depth. I mean more. I don't mean more revealed, I mean more. More quality, not just more quantity.
In the meaning of like a better version of himself.
In effect. Yeah. In effect. Kofal loshein hakosuf bolulamdeinu. It says twice. These are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak to teach us. Yitzchak ben Avraham. We know that Yitzchak was Avraham Avinu's son, but Haya Mudgash, we also emphasize al Avraham hoyled as Yitzchak. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, and this means ki hayadei Avraham beklast upon of Yitzchak looked physically like his father. Okay, and we read on. Sibas Yitzidus, cluster ponovs of Yitzchak, demol Avraham. The fact that Yitzchak looked like Avraham, which hoysakadei levatal divil atzaniyadei, on the Rashi level, was done to remove the scoffing of the scoffers. There were people who were saying that me avimelnech and sarah. Sarah was married to Avraham for how many years? How many? Ten. They could have married for 80 years. We never know how long they were married. When Sarah was Avraham's niece, she was 10 years his junior. She was his brother's son, daughter. So she knew from her childhood. They could have gotten married. Avraham could have been 20. She could have been 10. No reason why not. Now he's 100. She's 90. She hasn't gotten pregnant. Now she gets pregnant. What's everybody thinking? Of course she got pregnant. Avimelech abducted her. Correct? Now the problem with that is Avraham already has a son from Hagar, which is a bit of a problem, but this was the Taina. So the Eibishter made Yitzchak look like Avraham so strikingly that you could never say such a thing. But the Rebbe says that's not enough. Zenegeya gam. You must say that Yitzchak's appearing the same as Avraham is not only to push away the scoffers who say that Avraham's son Yitzchak was from Avimelech, but it also is le'inyin ikri, to something basic, u'le'inyin hakayim, to something which continues gam la'achre bitl devreya. The Rebbe's question is, the scoffers were in Parshas Vayero. Avraham giving birth to Yitzchak is described in Parshas Teldes. It's a lot of two Parshas away. If the reason to make Yitzchak look like Avraham was to deal with scoffers, it should have been written in Vayero, when people were laughing. Over there, Rashi Teldes says nothing. When Yitzchak is 60 years old, all of a sudden, they, oh, by the way, he looked like his father. Now you tell me. Now I don't need to know. I needed to know when they were making fun of him.
There should be more than the reason that it was for the scoffers. Why? Because then he remained looking like Abraham his whole life, and I don't get it.
No, it's not the fact that he remained. But the Torah doesn't write it till later.
Oh.
It's written in the Chumash when the scoffers are all dead. Now you tell me they looked alike. It's written in the Chumash of Parshas Teldes. It's like he's 60 years old. All of a sudden you have to tell me they looked... When I needed to know what, you didn't say it. Now that the information is irrelevant, Yitzchak is 60 years old. Who cares who Yitzchak's father is? Now you tell me? Therefore, the Rebbe says, you have to say, that making Yitzchak Avraham was not only because people were saying this Narishkeiten, but it has to do with something that continues after the scoffers stopped scoffing. In other words, it touches the essence and the avoid of Yitzchak Avinu. V'lachein, therefore, bo inyan zedavka v'tchilas Parshas Teldes. Our Parshas Teldes, which is really the one Parsha in the Chumash, which is Yitzchak's legacy, right? Until Teldes is Avram's legacy. Beginning with Vayetze is Yankov's legacy. Which Parsha is Yitzchak's? Only Teldes. So in the beginning of Teldes, you point out that Yitzchak looks like Avraham, because this is far more than simply to react to gossipists, to yentis. It has to do with Yitzchak's identity. V'zuhi adgoshas hakosav. The Torah therefore emphasizes, shebesipu l'yonav shal Yitzchak, when talking about Yitzchak's life, tell this Yitzchak, negeh l'das, now we have to know, shavram heila des Yitzchak, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. In other words, Yitzchak deim l'Avram, to teach us this idea that Yitzchak was similar to Avram Avinu. So Yitzchak's looking like Avraham is not just to deal with Yentis. It has to do with Yitzchak's identity. And like I said to you in my introduction, we will discover that Yitzchak was more like Avraham than Avraham was himself. So the Rebbe first of all begins by telling us how different they were. Yadua shemidasai shal Yitzchak himidas hayiru pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak's midas yira, fear. Avraham's midas ahava, and Yitzchak's midas is yira, right? Right. That makes it very different. Says the Rebbe, Omnam le'idach, but at the same time, there are kama in yonim be'yitzchak. A number of things happened to Yitzchak Avinu that moirim al kesher v'shaiches, that show the Yitzchak was connected le'midas ha'av, v'achesed to the midah of love and kindness. You hear? There are many things with Yitzchak that show that he's like Avraham. And the Rebbe gives four examples. Number one, Tchilas man leidase. When was he born? When was Yitzchak born? Pesach. Pesach is chesed or gevura. Why? Pesach is Avraham's yom tov. Shavuos is Yitzchak's yom tov. Omru chazal be Pesach nil. Yitzchak v'yedua she sholosh aragol mekinek gibbo to office Pesach. Pesach neged Avraham. Pesach is Avraham avinu's yom tov. Pesach yom tov of kindness. Yitzchak should be born Shavuos. The fact he's born Pesach gives Yitzchak a connection from birth to midas chesed. Beis. Shmai, what's Yitzchak's name? Yitzchak. What does Yitzchak mean?
Never.
Don't ever laugh, right? No, Yitzchak means to laugh. Miloshin tzchek, laughter. Hashem tzchek, asli elikim. And everybody knows that laughter is the ultimate expression of joy. Nachon? Wie kommt so Yitzchak laughing? Yitzchak is gevura. He should be all serious and uptight. And Yitzchak's name is laughter. Gimel, klolus in yanim. Look at his life. Yitzchak was much richer than Abraham. Emphasis on the word much. Abraham was rich, Yitzchak was richer. Now his richness, wealth, pashut, a lot of sheep, a lot of cattle, a lot of slaves, a lot of maidservants. Is that chesed or gevura? Sounds like chesed. Vukum Yitzchak is the chashidus. And number four, va'arbe zarei ve'etel leis Yitzchak. The Tehila describes the birth of Yitzchak as being an abundant of seed. Asach kedalach. Va'arbe, which means a lot of zera, a lot of seed, a lot of children. How could Yitzchak, whose idea is gevura, represent a ribur, represent a lot? That Yitzchak represents ribur zera. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you a lot of children. And who was these lot of children? Yitzchak. And then the Rebbe adds v'yoid. I've given you four examples, but there's more examples. So the problem is that we all understand that Yitzchak's midah is gevura and yira, and yet the fact is that there's so many things about him, from his birth to his name, to how he lived, to his children, that are all chesed. So which is he? Is he gevura or chesed? What's going to be the answer? Turn the page. Yitzchak's going to be gevura. And when you're gevura, you're more chesed than chesed itself. Okay, now let me stop and give you the thought. Okay? You have this in Tanya, chapter 42. What's the difference between love and fear, psychologically? The answer, girls, is at the core of love is ego. The core of love is yesh. I love you because I love myself. I have a relative of mine who always tells me, you have to lerecha kamoich, you want to love another Jew, you have to love yourself first. Makes me nervous, because it's not exactly a Tanya translation, but it's true. It's a fact of life. You want to love somebody else, you have to love yourself. That's the beginning of it. In other words, love is about me. I love God. And if love is about me, if five people love God in five different ways, that's five different loves. What about fear? I fear God. Exactly. So it says in Tanya that hidden behind fear is bittul, is submission. Not, I love myself, therefore I'm afraid of you. But rather, I have the capacity to get over myself, to get past myself, and therefore I could serve you. At the heart of Yirod is not me, but the ability of going past myself. There's a very interesting Dvar Teira that goes like this. If you look in the Chumash, you know that all the people Hashem loves, He says their names twice in a row. Noach, Noach. Avram, Avram. Yankiv, Yankiv. Moshe, Moshe. Hashem, Hashem. Correct? How come it never says ever, Yitzchak, Yitzchak? Hashem doesn't love him. It never says twice Yitzchak in succession. By Avram, it says Avraham, Avraham. Twice Avraham. So the answer is very gvaldik. And it's based on what it says in Tanya, Yerzikedishim, and Tezvav. What is the chassidish reason? What is the Kabbalistic reason? What is the mystical reason? It says twice Avraham. What the reason is? The first Avraham is Avraham in Atzilus. Second Avraham is Avraham down here in this world. And Avraham Avinu says, V'nechi ofer v'yefer, which means the Avraham down here was very kind. Compared to the kindness of Avraham in Atzilus, the Avraham down here is nothing. It's ash and dust. It says, Yankov, Yankov. Why? Yankov exists in Atzilus. Yankov exists in Asir. Now, Yankov and Asir was a very holy man. But as holy as the Yankov and Asir was, he does not compare to his Yankov Inu in his own source. You with me? By Yitzchak, there's no two. Bittul is bittul. I can fear Hashem a lot, I can fear Hashem a little. I can fear Hashem overt, I can fear Hashem subliminally. But bittul, the idea that I'm not thinking about me, but I'm thinking about Him, is always the same. That's why you never find Yitzchak Yitzchak. Because there's no two Yitzchaks. There's two Avrams. There's a spiritual, the higher love and lower. There's two Yankivs. Higher joy and lower Jew. Higher compassion, lower. There's even two Moshes. But there's no two Yitzchaks. Why? Not because Hashem doesn't love him, but because whatever Yitzchak is not divisible. Yitzchak is the idea that I am serving Hashem by getting past myself. And in getting past yourself, there's no levels. Bittul is bittul. Finished. You get it? So now, when I ask you, what's the difference between Avraham and Yitzchak? Your spontaneous answer is going to be love and fear. And the answer that the Sikh would say, wrong. Serving Hashem with yourself versus, quote, getting over yourself. That's the difference in Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is love. What's the beginning of love? Me. Yitzchak is fear. What's the beginning of fear? Bittul. That's the difference in Yitzchak and Avraham. And when you understand that, you appreciate something else. That Yitzchak will turn out to be more like Avraham ever could have been. He'll be a better Avraham than Avraham, because when you have bittul, that's what happens. You with me? Let's read it inside now. It says the Rabbi Yeshleimer Abir, in the explanation is, I'm on page 140. Amongst the difference in love, which is the mid of Avraham Avin, leyira, fear, which is midasa shel Yitzchak, is in yana shel ava hu kirov ha'oyev el anehav. Love is about closeness. I'm close to you. She'ein bazet nu shel esbatlos. When you love another human being, you're not bottled out of a human being. To the contrary, that love makes you feel stronger. Ha'oyev of the lover, klabi anehav to the loved. Adraba to the contrary. The more you love, the more you feel yourself. I am close to that other person. Fear is different. Why is fear different? Because in Yana, the theme of fear is Adam is battle, Ma'abid, take fear with you. So the person becomes battle and loses his power and his own self-identity. But to the person from whom he has fear. For example, Dugma Ladavan, Hachilik, what's between a son and a slave? Son is loyal to his father. A slave is loyal to his father. Why? A son and a father have a relationship because they're so close, two people can't be closer. A slave and a master have a relationship because they're so far, two people can't be farther apart. So the son is like his father. That's why he likes. The servant is not like his master. That's why he's subservient to him. Outside, an eved is at a disadvantage l'gabi yaben, but on the inside, there's bittul. Next column, Yadua Shabinei Yisrael Heimim Kevanim Im Kavadim. It could be either Hashem's sons or Hashem's slaves. Banim Atam L'Shem L'Keichem and Avadim. Both Hashem's children and Hashem's slaves. In other words, there's His Baninus B'Kiruvei Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. A Yid can think about how close the Eibush is to his people. Ka'at Avinu is our father. And may Eres Magal Ha'Aval Hashem. When you think about the fact that Eibush is my father, I love him. Right? Anybody that takes care of you, you like. But when you contemplate the fact that Hashem is our king, as our master, it awakens and reveals bittul and yid. You get it? So love and fear is not two emotions. It's self-centricity versus self-transcendence, getting past yourself. The difference between these two midas, avas Hashem v'yirasei, bepulasa benefesh adam hu. How does love affect you? How does fear affect you? Pasha, ha'ava me'ireres eskavas ha'adma kadosh baruch hu makes you feel close to the Eibush, the love. V'hayira payelas b'ha'adam hergesh ha'bitul v'ashiful z'panis baruch. Fear makes you feel nothing, insignificant, inconsequential in front of Hashem's presence. Says the Rebbe v'hine. Now gets to the point. If Yira is different than Ahava, not because love is love and fear is fear, but because love is selfish and fear is bittul. So the Rabbi continues and he says the following. V'hine, b'midas ha-bittul v'ashiflus. When it comes to the idea of bittul, which means to say, to get past oneself, matzino we find, first of all, one of the ideas that a person has to know about when he's serving Hashem on the level of Yira is he shouldn't become a doormat. Moreover, bittul is dangerous. Why is bittul dangerous? Because if you're too buttle, people can step on your head and you say thank you. But beyond the fact that bittul is dangerous because people step in and say thank you, bittul is actually a prerequisite, you know, for what? For love. For adraba, moreover, midas hiskarvus la'kadosh baruch hu. When a yid gets close to the Eibishtid, al yedei akdamas ha'bittul, by first being bittul, he b'yetzes ha'eses, even stronger, me'yiskarvus shemitzad ha'av alavad, and getting close to Eibishtid from love alone. When you normally love Hashem, it's connected to your ego. And since when you normally love Hashem, it's connected to your ego, we're limited. So if I love Hashem because I love me, my love for Hashem is also limited. However, when you love Hashem, it's with your metzias. And you're limited, and your love is going to be limited accordingly. When you're bittling yourself, so in bittel you are lost. You qualify yourself to become a vessel. Top of 141 now, for the revelation of the beyond any limit. Kabbalah Seil, which is a concept you only learn about in Yiddishkeit. Easy or hard? No one's saying easy. Not one person. Kabbalah is simple. The opposite of Kabbalah says you don't have to think. Simple. Do what you're told. Kabbalah is not hard. Kabbalah is impossible. What does Kabbalah mean? Read these words. Why? Because I said so. Why? Because I said so. So, if you think you should say these words, you read them. Why should I read them? I don't want to read them. If I say to you, read these words, and you say, why? You say, well, because they're interesting. They'll make you feel good. They'll make you happy. They'll help you be honest with yourself. Okay, that's a reason. Come to a person and say, do this mitzvah. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. And there's so many don'ts and do's, become a shiur then. Yeah, why? Because God said. Why should I listen to God? Now, this is not a question if God is good or bad or exists or doesn't exist. It's a bottom line. I am an American, right? What does it mean to be an American? The most important thing in the universe is me. Don't take my space away. That's all. Why should I do what the Eibishter said?
Because he's the boss.
Huh? Who made him the boss? I never chose him. I never elected him. I voted for him. And Bechlal in America, after a few years, it to be re-elected, then we have a term limit. We have you can only run for so many terms. He's been God for a very long time. I elected him. I chose he should be my God. Now, if I chose this, now, of course, the answer is yes, you stood by Hashem and said, Nazav and Ishma. And of course, sorry, I don't remember. I deny, yeah. Now, what is the principle of Kabbalah Seil? Kabbalah Seil is a basic part of Yiddishkeit. What's the principle of Kabbalah Seil? The real answer to the question, girls, is Kabbalah Seil means this. There is a place where I am one with God. In that place where I am one with God, I want what God wants. And Kabbalah Seil means I should serve Hashem, not with the me that's separate from God, but with the me that is God. That's what Kabbalah Seil is. I have a neshama. My neshama doesn't have a question. Why? My neshama doesn't say, hey, neshama, read it. He doesn't say why. He says, okay, why? Because the neshama wants what God wants. There's a small problem. What's the small problem? How do I get to that neshama? And why would I want to go away from who I am to uncover that inside me there is a point which is not me but the Eibishter, and on that basis I'm going to serve him? But that's the logic of Kabbalah Seil. Kabbalah Seil is the simplest thing in Yiddishkeit. In Kabbalah it's called Nihi, the lowest level. But Kabbalah Seil is the deepest thing you'll ever do in your life. Because Kabbalah Seil does not make sense. It doesn't. Now it doesn't make sense. I'm not smart enough. It doesn't make sense because it's not logical. Kabbalah Seil is predicated on what? Get over yourself. When you finish with you, your God. That's who should serve him. The God in you should serve God. So now, think about the difference between Chesed and Gevura. Avraham and Yitzchak. Ahava and Yira. Ahava means I'm going to make myself love God as much as possible. In that sentence, I am going to make myself love God as much as possible. What's the most important word? I love him a lot, I'll love him more. I love him more still. What is Yira? I'm going to put aside that I and allow the God in me to emerge. That's the difference between Yitzchak and Avraham. Avraham is loving Hashem. How much? So much, so much, so much. But as much as so much is, it's I. Yitzchak is, I'm going to get past I. There's no two Yitzchaks. There's 1,000 Avraham. There's only one Yitzchak. Why? Because Avraham is, I love God. The moment you say I, there's 1,000,000 I's, 1,000,000 loves. But if my servant, the Eibishter, is getting past the I, there's only one, the Eibishter in me. That's Yitzchak. That's why it never says twice in the Torah Yitzchak, Yitzchak, because there's no two Yitzchaks, only one Yitzchak. What Yitzchak? Get over yourself, find God within you, have Kabbalah Seil. Says the Rebbe, but when you have Kabbalah Seil, and your Kabbalah Seil says, love God, that love has the power of Kabbalah Seil. It's infinite. And that's what the Rebbe is saying now. 141, second column. A pikol anal yeshlei megam benegel yitzchak. It's a partial to Yitzchak. Hayira itzal Yitzchak chaysa hachana v'achshana. Yitzchak's life was bittul. But you know what the bittul was about? It was a preparation. A preparation for what? For doing what Avraham did, loving God. But in a fundamentally different way. You understand? Not I love God, I get over me and I do what God wants and God wants me to love. There's an incredible amount of joy and open heartedness. Ba'avedas Hashem in serving the Eibishter, but habo yedei akdamas habitl, which follows a preparation and introduction of bittl. V'lachein, therefore, Yitzchak's life is bittl. But when he achieves bittl successfully, he loves Hashem infinitely. Nikra b'shem Yitzchak. His name is Yitzchak. What is Yitzchak? Meloshen tzchayk v'simcha. He's laughing. He's happy. What are you laughing about? You're midas hayira. Wrong. I'm not midas hayira. I'm midas habitl. And when a person has bittl, they have the ultimate joy. Hameiras rachmas v'spashas. When the source of the love is bittl, then the joy is overflowing. Ki b'yiro bittl she Yitzchak. When you have this bittl, which is the mid of Yitzchak, Mizgala tagbeides achayis, it reveals life really infinitely, and therefore you have harachvos, so hamidas the kedusha, that holiness is pushed down here on this earth, rich. Who's the nicest house in town? The biggest tzaddik. That's Yitzchak. V'zehu masham leina pasuk, and that's what the Torah says. Yitzchak's looking like Avraham Avinu is not about scoffers. It's about saying Avraham Avinu is Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu's love sows Yitzchak's. That's why he looks like him. He comes from Avraham Avinu. Ve'ela tell this Yitzchak ben Avraham. This parash is about Yitzchak. And you should know Avraham hail this Yitzchak. Avraham looks like Yitzchak. Shahaya Yitzchak haya deimel Avraham. Yitzchak looks like Avraham. Turn to page 142 now. Me'acha bikos. She'en yana. Shalavoidas. Yitzchak. B'midas hayira. Yitzchak's task in his bittul is also his karvas la'kadosh baruch hu, to get close to God Almighty. Ela shemikivan sheyiskarvas bilti migbales, since he's becoming close infinitely, hareibo the yira v'abittul has to come after yira and bittul dafke. You get it? That's the chapa d'sich. The inyan zeh, this idea, shaveidasei aruchnis shal Yitzchak yisimcha p'chiras alev. Yitzchak's real task is also love, joy, open-heartedness. Hamed al tosh al chava, expansion, but its source is bittul. Says the Rebbe, "Bal de bittul gam b'chayiv din hashama v'guf." He sees in his physical life that he was pashat rich. Yitzchak was richer than Avraham Avinu. V'ad legashmius haguf, the physical body shemetzinu b'yitzchak b'miyuchad al chava b'gashmius kipshuta. Yitzchak was physically incredibly successful a person. U'bazeh medubarei v'pash. And the Seder, it tells us about Yitzchak's successes, his wealth. These successes and these wealth are not symptoms of Yira, they're symptoms of Ahava. In the case of Yitzchak, how come he was richer than Avraham and so on? Because his Ahava came from Bittul. Trilas Asipur, the beginning of the story is, Atzivei Hashem Elav Hashem tells him, Alteret Mitzrayim, but don't go out of his Oz Canaan. Stay in the Holy Land. Gur Ba'orat HaZeis, remain in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, She'ein Eitz Avraham V'yayin Avraham left Israel. In fact, he was born outside of Israel. Yankov spends many years outside of Israel. Yitzchak is not allowed to leave. V'tam adova, the reason is, Mipnesha ata davke elo tmim. Avraham is avedi, Yitzchak's avedi is a carbon. And the Rebbe interprets carbon, behetem lan ezbayel el, This is consistent with what we said before. Shadeh Hayiru Bittel She Yitzchak. Yitzchak's Inyan is Bittel, being a carbon, sacrificing himself to Hashem totally. That's Kabbalah Sale. That's being a carbon. So he's not allowed to leave the Holy Land. He's a carbon. But what comes next? Nase Kli LaGedusha Shalomayla Me'ha'elam. He becomes a vessel for the ultimate of love, the ultimate of wealth, the ultimate of material expression. He has so many brachas. Like the Torah tells us, he was very, very rich. Top of the second column, 142. Until that he dug a well, and the well was called Rechavis, and so forth and so on. So this is the vart of the Sikh. Yitzchak is the son of Avraham, means he's better at Avraham than Avraham. Because Avraham loves Mitzat Mitzias. Yitzchak loves Mitzat Bittel.
How come from a place of Kabbalah's all can come this will for infinite love? If once we're already one with Hashem, we got to that place where one, there's no place for love because love is closeness.
The answer to that question is because love is closeness, but love is also service. Hashem wants us to love. He gave us a mitzvah to love. You know, the Holy Vision of Rebbe once asked Alter Rebbe as a little boy, after you say Hashem Alkein Hashem Echad, you don't exist, yeah? So how are you supposed to do a mitzvah v'havta Hashem Alkecha? So Alter Rebbe said, you have to say Baruch Shem. What that means? You got to go away from the bittel to do another mitzvah called love. The Eibishter wants us to love Him. And in the Hasidic language, this means to bring Hashem to the rest of the world. When you have total bittel, then your love is bringing Hashem to the world. So it's expansive. It's love. It's positive. But it's not about you. It's about your purpose. And that's the love of Yitzchak. And I told you in the beginning that I was hoping to read everything I underlined, and guess what happened? I didn't get around to it.